Hey everyone, this is Shanika Wanika's Talk. Today is January 31st, Thursday, last day of the month. Hope this month so far, this new year has been good to you. For anybody to wish me happy birthday, thank you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all you guys that listens and supports me. I just want to say thank you. I couldn't do it without you guys. You guys make it happen for me. So I just want to say thanks. I want to talk about today, Jussie Smollett, the Empire star, that got attacked, January the 30th. Let me just give you a quick rundown real fast. So apparently it's like 2 a.m. He was walking in Chicago, says allegedly to a friend's house, and, he was jumped by apparently 2 white guys in ski masks. Apparently when he was walking, they was yelling out, "Hey, aren't you that nigga boy? The nigga boy from Empire that's a faggot," apparently, to some degree, because where I got my source from was 2 different places, and 2 different places I got the sources from, allegedly, this is what the 2 guys was yelling to him. So basically, they were saying homophobic, disrespectful things to him or whatever. Next thing you know, they say the 2 guys in the ski mask attacked him, put some type of substance, could be bleach or something. They're trying to say it was unknown substance all over him, fractured his ribs, and like beat his face. When I seen pictures of his face, it was swollen. He had like some scrapes and like a scar on his like left side of his face or something like that. His face just looked really swollen and red when they showed it on Facebook yesterday actually when I seen it. But somehow he managed to get away. My thing is this: first of all, you are in the limelight. You are a celebrity. I mean, whether you want to believe it or not, you know what I'm saying? You've been on Empire. You're known now. So, first of all, you know what I'm saying? We would love to go places 2 a.m. by ourselves. But in the real world, even though we're grown, but in the real world, we can't, because look at the world we live in. We just can't. And I just feel like, where was his entourage? Where was your security? Where was anybody? You know what I'm saying? I felt like, first of all, if he had more security or somebody with him, that probably wouldn't have happened and went down like that. But by him being alone, and it was toward them, it was just, he was more of an easy target. Doesn't make it right at all, but I'm just saying, you know, I just feel like he need to maybe, after this incident, of course, really look into getting him some security, because they knew who he was. They said, "Oh, aren't you that guy from Empire? You're on TV now. People know who you are. You need to get some security." But either way, basically they're saying this is a hate crime because of things that they were yelling. They were saying as the guys was beating him up or whatever, and as he was getting away and running, they were yelling at him saying, "Let's make America great. This is a mega country," and all this stuff. So, let's make America great. Where did they get that from? So basically, a lot of people has been chiming in onto this, saying that it's that Trump has triggered so much hatred. Now, not to say it was already hatred in the world before Trump even came on, but let's be clear about that. But he's been more enabling people to feel free to just be more vocal about everything. You know what I'm saying? But people really, the people had these feelings all along, but they just feel more at ease to express them now, whereas though they might have been holding them back and holding it back for a while or whatever, holding it at bay. But now Trump, just his supporters, they feel like they can just say what they want, basically, and ain't no repercussions or nothing, because now, so I pulled it up today, it was like an update on the case or whatever. So the police and the detectives, they're pulling out surveillance to see if they, because his cameras apparently all over this area where he was attacked allegedly. So they pull in the cameras. They said they see 2 guys, but it's not showing basically what they're saying. To make a long story short, they're saying they don't see the two guys attacking him. One point in time, he was on the surveillance walking on his phone, because apparently while all of this was going on, allegedly Jesse was on the phone to his manager. So the manager heard all of this commotion goes on while he still had his phone, apparently, because he was almost there to whoever friend's house he was going to or whatever. He was almost there. But anyway, so now he gets to the house, makes a report. He says about maybe like 40 minutes later, they saying that he made the report, police report, and then they was trying to tell him to go to the hospital. So he went to the hospital, and that's when they realized he had a fractured rib. But they said they let him out. They let him go. I'm like, damn, well, usually, you know, something like that, at least keep you for a day for like observation or something. But they didn't know. Maybe he was so upset and just ready to go. He just probably wanted to go home, which I understand it too. So, okay, now they're saying on the surveillance they don't see nobody. So when he was walking, though, apparently they seen him walking on one side on the phone talking or whatever. Then it was a pause. They say in the surveillance for maybe, I don't know how long, but then they seen him again. This is Jesse on the surveillance, not the two guys, just him. Then when they did see him again, that's when he had the rope around his neck and he had some marks on his face and it looked like he's been in a scuffle, basically. That's what the surveillance is saying. That's all they're saying, really. So hopefully, you know, they can get to the root of the problem and see what was really going on as far as finding the guys who did it. They feel like, you know, this is a hate crime because of what the things they were yelling at him and saying. And, you know, even the slogan far as making America great. Because what they mean by making America great? No, they want to bring back slavery and, you know, shit like that. Well, let me tell you something. As far as me and mine, I'm not my ancestors. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a new goddamn day here. And I know me, personally, my damn mouth, I could never live in those days back then. I would have got killed because of my mouth. Because ain't no way I'm not going to say nothing and just going to let that shit slide. That's just not me. But, I mean, there's a lot of people right now, to this day, feel the exact same way. I done seen so much hate stuff on Facebook. So it's so funny, right? So let me show you how Facebook is, though, really. It makes me think I need to get the hell off of there. I mean, dead ass. So certain positive stuff that you post, right, on Facebook, they tell you take that shit down, right? Oh, something about it ain't requiring this, or it doesn't meet out this or meet out that. Okay, but you got some vulgar shit on there where people's getting killed, people's getting beat up, mainly black people getting beat up, and you know, racial profiling all off. I done seen so much stuff on Facebook and Facebook alone, but you don't take that shit down. That's offensive. Everything I found about him was either on Facebook or you just Google it. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, society and everybody, they condone stuff like that. So I just pray to God that, you know, whoever did it, they get him. You know what I'm saying? Because regardless of how you feel about that man, and just because he's gay or whatever, it ain't for me to judge. You know, I don't have to agree. But it ain't for me to judge. And at the same time, nobody need to be putting nobody hands on him just because he's gay. You know what I'm saying? Or just because I wear my hair this way, I don't fuck with you, so I'm going to beat you up. No, life ain't working like that. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying? They said and let me tell you this. So I read also where a week prior to this even happening, he got a threat at Empire, where he, you know, where they shoot Empire at in Chicago. They got a letter last week, like a threatening letter. So even with that being said, y'all needed to be proactive and really take heed to that. Where the hell is your security? Like, I don't know if Jesse, you know, taking this shit lightly, but he shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody's after his head. Like, people are like really threatening him for being who he is. And I feel like, I guess my question of the day is, just because that man gay, he doesn't deserve it. No. There's so many people out here don't understand, you know, when you don't understand something or you don't condone something, you act out. No, that's not making America great. You just make America even more worse. I mean, at the end of the day, it's so much corruptness and, you know, I can't judge nobody for being gay. That's not my territory. My territory is like fair is fair, and being treated right is just being treated right. Just because that man's gay, he shouldn't have got beat up on. That's just my personal opinion. And I feel like now, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, if you listen to me and you're a Trump supporter, well, you may not like me after I say this, but I feel like after Trump got into office, I feel like shit has got even worse. I'm dead serious. Like, it's always been racism in the world. Let's be clear about that. But I feel like he encourages more than usual, than any other president that we ever had. I mean, one thing I can say about Trump, he says what's on his mind. Like, it ain't no guessing with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? He straight tell you how he feel. I mean, in a weird way, I can respect that, because you know how to deal with a motherfucker. You know how to deal with him, because he's straightforward with you. He'll tell you. He don't like this. He don't like that. Blah, blah, blah. He do this. He do that. Okay, but since he's been in office, I feel like things have got really out of control. Now, I don't know what God's plan is. God allow him to be in this predicament. You know, it's bigger than us. You know what I'm saying? Who am I to question God and his work and how things will get done? But he's in that office for a reason. I really don't know why, but he is. But, you know, I just pray back. Getting with Jesse, I just hope that he gets the help that he needs as far as even just security and, you know, his health, you know, as far as his ribs, everything. I just hope he gets better, because at the end of the day, nobody deserves that. Whether you like men, women, whoever you liking, nobody deserves to be disrespected like that, period. That was a hate crime. So they are looking into getting the FBI, I think, is investigating it, because they consider it as a hate crime. So just weigh in. Let me know your thoughts, guys, on the situation. I just think this is the world we live in. That don't surprise me none. Nothing in 2019 surprised me, y'all. Nothing. This world, anything goes. I'm trying to tell you, like, everything goes in this world we live in. So this is nothing new to me. It's sad, you know what I'm saying, why somebody had to go through that because of who they are. They can't be who they are because there's so many people who don't understand why they do this and why they do that. It ain't for us to understand it. Shit, mind your business. That's what I'm saying. Have people just mind their goddamn business. Oh, Lord. How the world would be a better place. Lord, mind your business. Okay, it's just funny how they know him. Y'all, you don't like, apparently I guess the people who attacked them don't like black people or don't like gays or whatever the case might be, but they knew who you were. It's like, leave me alone. You don't gotta fuck with me. How you know I'm that boy from Empire? What, you was watching it? Like, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, just mind your business and leave me alone. Leave me alone. And I wish him next time, his ass would not be going nowhere at 2:00 in the morning by himself. No. Especially who the person he is, like, you know what I'm saying? You celebrity. You are celebrity, whether you want to admit it or not. You do commercials. People know you. Like, we know you. You can't do it. I'm sorry. He should be used to it by now, but you got to have protection. Bottom line, if you don't, shit like this happens. You out here at 2:00 in the morning by yourself. That's what's messing me up right there. And he didn't want to go to the hospital, they were saying, but the police kind of encouraged him, like, listen, you need to go. And come to find out, yeah, he went because he got a broken rib. So, I mean, that man got a broken rib because of who he is. It's just sickening to me. Y'all talk to me. Give me your feedback. What you think about everything what we just discussed? Just let me know. This is Nika with Nika's Talk. And, again, follow me on Instagram, Shanika_podcast. I got Nika's Talk on Facebook, y'all. Follow me. And I also subscribe to my podcast, Shanika Dunnigan, on Anchor FM Radio. Subscribe. And, you know, even, you know, if you're on Spotify or if you on iTunes, Apple Tunes, whatever you on, you can always listen to me and just, you know, put your feedback of what you think of, you know, give me whatever stars you want as far as let me know what you guys think, what I can improve on, what you like to hear, what you don't want to hear. Just let me know. Y'all stay blessed, y'all.